Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I'm your host, Mark Caberti, founder of the Content Marketing Plaza, bringing you 3 new episodes each week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. And before we jump into today's episode, let me ask you a quick question. How much would your life change if you could make 6 figures from your content? Imagine being able to quit your 9-to-5 job, do what you love for a living, and spend more time with your family. That's what we help our students do at the Content Marketing Plaza, an 8-week program that will help you build your way to 6 figures via your content. You can learn more about the Plaza by heading over to contentmarketingplaza.com, which will be in the show notes. All right, let's jump right back into the episode. When it comes to making this big breakthrough, though, it's not just that we wish upon it and then it happens. Instead, we have this idea of what this big goal looks like, how it would feel for us to accomplish it, but then here comes the big part. We have to make a shift in our behavior, a shift in our actions, a shift in our beliefs. We have to make this big shift in order to accomplish the big goals that we set for ourselves. That's just the nature of goal achievement. So that's what we're going to focus on today. Today's guest who will be joining us, he is an author, speaker, and personal growth coach who's empowering men and women to navigate the changes in their lives and finding their second half purpose. His experience working with Fortune 500 companies has equipped him with unique tools to help others reach their own personal and business success goals. He's here today to share 5 practical and transformational principles from his book, Shift, moving from where you are to the life you want, to empower you to move from your current unfulfilled status to a future of success and purpose. Today's guest for episode 314 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than John Hinkle. John, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Man, Mark, I'm going to put you on the road with me. That was a great intro. Appreciate it very much.
John, I'm really happy to have you on the show talking about this shift, because you can't accomplish a bigger goal without taking a big shift in some of those areas I talked about earlier. So we'll be talking about that beforehand. Can you talk a little bit about your journey and why you wrote your book?
Sure. Well, I think if I'm like everybody probably, or many people that are listening to this podcast, in that I've had a long career, and in anybody's long career, there are always changes that occur. Some of them are good changes and benefit you. Some of them are setbacks that you didn't expect and didn't want, and take a little bit of recovery. And I wrote the book and the principles around the book because I was talking with, because that happened to me. These kinds of shifts happened to me in my long career. But I also talk to guys my age, people who are sort of in their mid-career, you know, 45 to 55 years old, hadn't felt like they had achieved everything they had wanted to, were feeling like it was getting to be too late to be able to accomplish what they wanted to accomplish in life. And I think I call them the working worried. You know, they're the guys and the women who are out there, been working in a career, but aren't sure how sustainable that life and that career is for them moving forward. And so the book Shift and the principles Shift were designed to give a little bit of a playbook, kind of a manual, a shift manual, to help people anticipate and react to and get on top of and ahead of changes that will be occurring in their lives. And changes happen to all of us throughout our lives in every day in varying degrees. So it's just a great guide for helping people manage that.
And you go into something right away about that change, and change is just a part of life. There's no way you can really escape it. If you're not changing, I'd actually argue that's a problem, because it's through the changes that we grow. But even after hearing something like that, you may still be going through a change that you're not liking at all right now, or you've been through a change that you know you don't like, and there's challenges in the future. So I'm wondering if you could share with us how we can get better at navigating some of the current shifts we're in, the current changes that we may not enjoy right now. Maybe they lead to a better future. Maybe they're just something we have to endure in certain cases, depending on what's happening. But how can we get better at navigating those kinds of current shifts?
Yeah, I'd love to talk about that. And I think 2019 is going to be a pretty volatile time for a lot of people. I just kind of have that feeling moving forward. And, you know, before I get into sort of managing, let me tell you about sort of four types of transitions I think most of us, or all of us really, go through in life, and talk a little bit about those. And I think if you identify these four kinds of transitions, these four kinds of shifts that people go through and your readers will go through, it kind of helps you know it when you see it and prepare for it when you know it's coming. So I'll just give you those four really fast before we get into the rest of it. But the first one is rites of passage shifts. You know, life stage shifts or rites of passage shifts, or those are sort of institutionalized transitions that happen to us, and they're easily identified. They come with a set of known expectations, and they're driven by societal norms. So for an example, I would say, you know, moving from college into a career, or from dating into a marriage, or parenting into being an empty nester, or career into retirement. Those are all sort of rites of passage shifts that we all go through. And it's not to say that these transitions are easy, but because they are, you know, rites of passage, we have plenty of models and established systems to help us set expectations and manage those transitions successfully. So that would be one. The second one would be self-directed shifts. Self-directed shifts happen when we choose to change our situation based on a personal desire for self-improvement or some other personal goal. So they're typically triggered through a process of recognition and self-evaluation. And with self-directed shifts, you know, it's usually sort of under some sort of underlying discomfort with our status quo, and that we make some sort of determined stand to make a change. So a common example would be your health, for example. You don't like your health. You feel like you need to lose weight, for example, or work out more often. And so you make a choice to do that, and that's a self-directed shift that, you know, puts you into a sort of a new place of health. A third one I would say is an unexpected shift, and those shifts can be kind of either positive or negative. And a key hallmark of an unexpected shift is that while you may not have seen it coming, you do have some control over it. And an example of this, early in my career, I was unexpectedly offered a position in my company's home office, and it required a move across the country for me and my family, and certainly some new challenges. It was an unexpected shift that I could either say yes to or I could say no to, and I had to weigh several factors in order to make the right decision. So I didn't see it coming. It wasn't something I expected, but I had a choice in that matter. And then I think the last one, probably the most difficult one, is what I call a forced shift. And those are sudden life-changing transitions that catch us by surprise. And they're the hardest to navigate because they're the ones that we don't have a lack of control over, or personal control over, or limited options for. And I think for many of us, you know, if we're, you know, in our 40s or 50s or 60s, the older we get, the more forced changes happen in our life. So example of that would be, you know, the loss of a spouse, or the financial failures that, you know, happen, or, you know, a loss of a job that you didn't expect, a change in your financial status. Those kinds of things where you didn't have any control over, but you certainly have control over how you respond to them and how you move forward. And so I think it's important to know that these kind of shifts happen to all of us, and there are principles that you can follow that can help you in any of those kinds of areas of your life find a more purposeful and a more intentional way of dealing with those and mastering those transitions.
And it's really interesting you mentioned all these different kinds of shifts that are going to happen, but that may deem us having control over how we respond, that ability to define what happens to us and view it from the lens that we choose to view it with. So I think it's really important we think about we still have the ability to be in control of these kinds of situations, and it's important to think about all the shifts that are going to happen to us. Some of the shifts, we try to make them ourselves. A very common shift is someone from 9 to 5 trying to be an entrepreneur. So how can we set ourselves up to make a shift like that, a shift that we want to make that does take considerable time to make it happen?
Sure. Well, I think, first of all, just acknowledging that life is about change. And everybody is going to change, and there is going to be multiple changes in your life. And just being comfortable with the fact that life is not going to be comfortable all the time for you moving forward. And sometimes it'll be greatly comfortable for you and you'll be in a sweet spot. And I think that's just the sort of the seasons of life that you go through. But I think that there are five principles, five what I call shift principles that my book is centered around and I teach in my coaching and in mastermind classes. And these five shift principles can help you when you're in the midst of some sort of transition or change to help you make the right decisions, help you manage through it. And if you're okay with it, I would just go through those quickly with you.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, SHIFT is an acronym, and the S stands for seek advice. And the idea around here is anytime you're going through change in life, or you need to have surrounding you a circle of advisors, people who can help you make through that change, can pull you up, can hold you up, can lead you through, people who have maybe been there before, people who have a skill set that maybe you need to manage a change in your business or in your personal life, people who know other people that they can connect you with that can help you successfully move through a change, say, for example, a career change or a new job or something like that. So the first is seeking advice. And it's, you know, in history, everybody has nobody, we have this, sorry, I'm stumbling here, but we like to think that we're self-made people, but that's really not true. Nowhere in life and nobody in life who's ever been successful has done it on their own. There's always a group of advisors around them. And if you think through history, anybody great, you can see that there were people around them that were helping them make the decisions or helping them through whatever change or whatever decisions they needed to make. I mean, you know, King Arthur had his court. Robin Hood had his merry men. You know, the president has his cabinet. A good Lord Jesus even had his disciples, you know. So great people throughout history always surround themselves with people that can help them be greater. And so I think that's really the first thing you need to do is surround yourself with people who can help you be greater in the midst of the changes you're trying to make. The H stands for honor your past. And I don't know about you, Mark, but a lot of people that I talk to who had long careers realize that they've got a lot of baggage that they've been carrying. You know, if you travel through life, you end up carrying a lot of baggage. And some of that baggage is full of successes. Some of it is full of maybe setbacks or discouragements or failures. And I think it's important to go back and really look at the things that have made you successful in the past, examine them, take from that the best parts of that that you can take with you to move forward to future success. But I think it's even more important to open up those bags of discouragement or failures or setbacks and kind of examine them because I think there's a great learning there. And in fact, I think that in any failure or setback that you call a failure or a setback, if you break it open, there are little nuggets of success even within that failure that you can find and that you can hold on to and carry forward with you. And I think that's important to do is to look at your setbacks and your failures as well as your successes. And doing that that's how you honor the past, is by taking the best of that and the things that you can learn from that, harness it to take it forward with you. The third one is investigate your options. And this is important for me because I'm sort of one of these people, when I have a goal, I just go head straight on into it. And the idea about investigating options is that there's always more than one option to get to your goal. You know, if you and I were on a freeway and we were wanting to head down to somewhere and we ran into a roadblock, we would never say to ourselves, I guess we better turn around and go back because the road is closed. No, we would get out our navigation system. We'd figure out what road to get off, what exit, and another way to get there. But I think too often in life, and especially if you're a small businessman and you're trying to start a business, you find that first roadblock and you get discouraged and you stop and you give up. And I think the great learning there is about change is that you can't stop. You really can't give up. There are really no options of status quo, because life moves forward. And if you're not moving forward with it, then there's just nothing there. So the idea about that and what I teach and to help people do is figure out different avenues to get to the goal that they're trying to achieve. And sometimes it may mean taking a lateral, path. sometimes you may have to back up a couple of steps and move forward a different way. But I think that's an important part of change, is understanding that there are multiple paths to getting over and getting around and getting through the change that you're trying to achieve. And then the F stands for focus on your purpose. And I know, man, there's been a lot of stuff written on purpose and, what else is there to say about that? But I think the idea that I want to leave with your listeners, and the thing that I teach, is that your purpose doesn't – two things. One is that your purpose does not have to be this gigantic sort of burdensome sort of purpose, saving children in Africa or building wells. Those are all wonderful things, but most of us may not have a chance to do that. Our purpose can be the purpose within our sphere of influence. And so I think it's important for us all to have a purpose and to have it clearly defined, but I don't think we should get hung up on it being so big and so grand that we can never, feel like we can accomplish it. The other thing about purpose, I would say, and what I tell people, is there needs to be a who attached to your why. Who is your purpose for beside yourself? And if you have a purpose in life and it's centered around yourself, when you find that purpose, it's going to feel pretty hollow to you. I think in order to have a full and successful life and to move forward in a positive way, you need to have people that is a part of your purpose, other people besides yourself. It could be your family, it could be your community, it could be whatever, but it needs to be something outside of yourself for it to be meaningful in the long run to you. And then the last of the SHIFT acronyms, principles, is T, and that is take ownership. And man, you could have the best group of people around you. You could have investigated and looked at your history and your past and kind of know exactly what you need to do to move forward. You can investigate all your options. You can have your why all figured out. But if you don't take action, all the rest of that is meaningless. And so I save that one for last, because that is really the most important and really the most difficult for people, is to take that first step of action towards getting over or getting through or achieving what they're wanting to achieve in life. So those are the SHIFT principles that I teach and the book is about, and easy to remember, very hard to master.
I mean, those principles are really great for anyone looking to make that shift. And it's easy because it's within the word shift. Just remember the word shift. You think of all those different ones right away. And I mean, it really comes down to the mindset when we are making this kind of a shift. I'm wondering if you give us some insight into what exactly is the mindset of a shifter, someone who's really able to go from where they are now to that place where they want to be.
I think, and I will speak for myself, and when I speak for myself, I'm speaking for a lot of people I know, because I've spoken to a lot of people about this, and I think it is just getting to the point where the status quo, where you are now, is no longer acceptable to you, and that you can't see yourself being where you are now in the future. And I think that you have to get to that mindset that you're worth more than maybe what you're accomplishing now, and being determined just to do it, to use somebody else's phrase. I think that's it. And I think it takes a long time for some people to get there, but I think that is the most important ingredient. You have to just get to the point where you say, I know I can be better than I can achieve more than I'm achieving. I can be better than I'm being now. I just need to have the rules and the structure to help me get there. And so I think that's what the SHIFT principles helps do, is for people who really know that they can be better, they can do better, they can achieve a purpose beyond where they are now. Just need some guides on how to get there. That's, I think, what this these principles do for them.
And it's great that we have this emphasis on a guide. Like, I mean, any book like SHIFT or any book acts as a guide, and it's just a matter of really being able to implement and see yourself through that finish line and see yourself with that shift completely made. And I think one of the big things that we have to address when we are making a shift is that some people, they may have tried making the shift before, but they might have not done it properly. Like me, for instance, this is my third attempt at starting a podcast. Luckily, it worked, but the other two misses really weighed on me when I was starting this podcast. And I feel like a lot of people have similar stories where maybe they tried it one time being a 9-to-5 and going to the entrepreneur route. Maybe that didn't end well. And now they got to try a second time because this is their passion. This is what they want to do. But they've got that first one really hanging over them. So I'm wondering, how can we overcome past failures like those related to the shift that we want to make and then being able to make that shift?
Yeah, I think, again, boy, this is, you're speaking to me as well. And I think this is sort of the thing that I have struggled with myself, and so I know everybody else does too. I think our past really can be something that holds us back, and it's about perspective. And I was listening to a previous podcast of yours the other day, and one of your guests said something brilliant that I think I'm going to steal. He said that all situations are neutral. We're the ones who label them. And I think we do ourselves a big disservice when we label things in our past and hang on to things that we feel like were failures or setbacks. And we label them that. But if you go back and you investigate, you can find, again, you can find some things in past setbacks that propelled you to where you are now. So, Mark, you said that you've tried a couple times in podcasts before, but your podcast now would not be successful if you had not learned and attempted those previous podcasts, right? So I think that's part of what you have to realize is there can't be success unless you've had failure. There's no such thing as success if there's no such thing as failure. One is a success because of the other. And so I think looking at failures, looking at setbacks, and really kind of stepping away from yourself and analyzing them for what they are and for what they can teach you and how they can pull you forward is really the thing we have to do.
And I mean, I really like that idea where you talk about success and failure. Like, there has to be failure for there to be success. And for anyone, like, you see a string of failures behind that big success that you know someone for today, and that applies to any industry, any niche, any person. There's a string of failures that really do lead to that big success. And I mean, the way you view your past, that's really important in determining whether you're able to make that shift or not. But I don't think the past is the only thing. I don't think a bad view of the past is the only thing that holds us back. So I'm wondering, John, if you could share with us, what do you believe holds people back from making the shifts that they want to make in their lives?
I think the biggest thing that holds people back is the fear of failure. I know when I look at things and I want to accomplish things moving forward, if what keeps me from moving forward is that first step, and that when I take that first step, it's the hardest one because it means I'm committed. And so I think a lot of people are afraid of what the consequences are, good or bad. We sometimes have fear about things that are positive that could happen in the future because it'll change us. Everything that we do changes us. And so we have a fear of change. And I think sometimes that fear of change, whether it be good or bad, but mostly, you know, fear of failure moving forward, keeps us kind of in our status quo. But again, I think our status quo is never good enough because life continues to change. And so if you're not continuing to change along with life, you're actually moving backward rather than staying still. And so I think the most important thing is, you know, just taking that first step so that you can get over that initial fear of moving forward.
And I like how you mentioned the fear of failure. That seems to be a common thing that holds a lot of people back. And if you do take those steps forward and you do realize failure is going to lead you to success, then it definitely gets easier to overcome that fear and really push through and make the shifts happen. And another thing that can really help is having the right habits in your place. And I'm wondering, John, if you could share with us some of the habits that you consider essential for your success.
Sure. Well, I think, and again, boy, this is an area that I have to constantly work on as well, because I'm not a person who is normally disciplined. I have to really force myself to be disciplined and have good habits that push me forward. But I think habits are important. Rituals are important. I think my ritual, for example, is in the mornings to get up and have a time where I'm alone, where I can really think about the day and what I'm wanting to accomplish and visualize what that would look like. I believe visualization is really important. Your mind really doesn't know the difference between reality and and dreams. And sometimes if you can dream it, your mind thinks you've already done it, and it makes it easier for you to kind of start doing it. So that's a big habit for me, is to get up in the mornings, make sure that I've kind of got my day set, I've got my mind set on what I'm trying to accomplish. The other habit I have, and this is a sort of a new habit for me, and it comes from a book that I'll mention later, but it is the one thing that I try not to overburden myself with trying to accomplish too much in a day, because I know myself well enough to know that if I do that, then I end up not accomplishing anything. So I try to really just focus on what is the one big thing that I just absolutely have to accomplish today. There may be some little things around it, but those are, not important. But I always make sure that I have one big important thing that I've accomplished today. So for today, being on this podcast is my one big important thing that I wanted to accomplish today so I could talk to your listeners. But I try to do that every day and form that habit. The other thing that I do is I try, and this actually is another book I'll mention later on, is principles from another book, is that I don't plan a year ahead of time. I know a lot of businesses, and when I was in the corporate world, we had yearly plans, 3-year plans, 5-year plans. But I find that in my life, I can't plan and strategize for a year, because too many things happen, too many things change in my business and in my goals and what I'm trying to achieve throughout the year. So I think being flexible and making more shorter term goals that help me kind of get to where I want to be is important for me. So those are my two big habits. The other is a lot of self affirmation. At night, I try to write down in a journal by my bed the things that happened that I'm grateful for the day. And then I write a list of things that worried me. And in the morning, I look at the things that worried me and I realize that I'm not so worried about them anymore. I think just kind of releasing them was important, or just a good night's sleep maybe is kind of puts them at a better perspective. But I think those are some of the kind of habits and rituals that I use to kind of help me move forward, overcome change, and achieve the things I want to achieve.
John, thank you for sharing some of those habits with us. I mean, I like that idea of just focusing on one thing. That book, One Thing, is really great. I've read it myself. That will be in the show notes for this episode. But a lot of really solid habits that really get your idea of what's really the most important stuff that I should be doing instead of tackling all these random tasks without any kind of direction. So I really like the habits that you gave us today.
Thank you.
And I mean, you mentioned The One Thing, definitely a great book. As I mentioned before, that'll be in the show notes, but I'm wondering if you could share with us two additional books that you believe would have a positive impact on us.
Sure. Yeah, well, definitely The One Thing by Gary Keller. It's a great book, as you said. And the other one that I just got through reading is This Is Marketing by Seth Godin.
Oh, great book.
Isn't that a great book?
Great book.
I tell you that I've been in marketing almost my entire career. And I read that book, and if I were to read the things that I highlighted in that book, I will have read it twice. I mean, it is literally that good. I think I highlighted everything on every page.
Right, yeah.
And it's a fantastic book. I just finished it, and I don't know what it is about Seth. He says things that he says things that you may know, but the way he says it and the way he describes it is so fresh and new and transformative. It's just amazing. So that's the second book. And then the third one is the 12-Week Year.
Good book also.
By Brian Moran. And that's a great book because, again, it helps you focus on short to medium term goals that you can accomplish. And the great thing about that is that when you've got, if you have a yearly goal, you kind of think, okay, well, I got a year to accomplish this. But if you have a 12-week goal, there's a lot of urgency and a lot of energy around trying to get to achieve what you're trying to achieve in 12 weeks. And I think it just is a great way of thinking about your business, thinking about your life, and setting those kinds of goals that put some sort of urgency and intentionality on every day, every moment for that 12 weeks.
John, thank you for sharing those great book recommendations. We'll throw all those in the show notes, marketberry.com/E314. We'll also throw in content marketing secrets for anyone who wants to drive traffic and monetize their content. Regarding your other two book recommendations, Seth Godin, he has been on episode 16 and 292, and Brian Moran has been on episode 90. So we'll throw in all those links in the show notes. So definitely a bunch of links in this one. You've shared so many great insights with us throughout our time together. I really like the shift approach, especially the acronym, which makes a lot of the insights really easy for us to remember, even beyond this episode. But I'd like for us to cap off the episode with you sharing with us one question that you believe we need to be asking ourselves more often.
I think the thing that you need to ask yourself more often, the thing that I try to ask myself whenever there's a dream of something I want to accomplish, and the question is, why not me? I think I see a lot of people being successful, and I admire the success people have, and I ask myself often, why not me? And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean that in a positive way. Like, I could do that too. You know, if they can do it, I can do it. So, and I deserve to be able to do it, and I'm capable of doing it. So I think that why not me question is one that's valuable and for people to ask themselves. And I think the other thing that I would say is to ask yourself, is your dream big enough? Does it scare you? Because if it doesn't scare you, it's probably not big enough. And I'm really big on trying to make a goal that is just big enough to frighten you. Because I think those are the kinds of dreams and the goals that we should strive for.
John, a lot of really great questions for us to think about as we go after our goals, as we really continue to do the work we're doing. So thank you for those questions. Thank you so much for sharing all of your great insights with us on this episode of Breakthrough Success. If you guys want to learn more about John, get your copy of his book, Shift, Moving from Where You Are to the Life You Want. And in addition to your book, are there any other good places where we can go to find you?
Absolutely. You can find me on Facebook, of course, and LinkedIn. And for your listeners, if you allow me, I'd like to offer them something for being a listener on your show tonight. Definitely. And if they would like to go to www.shiftprinciples.com/breakthrough, I have some offerings for them, some free offerings. One is an infographic that shares the Shift principles, and it's, you know, nice to hear them, but it might be nice to have them sort of printed out and in front of your readers, your listeners. And secondly, I have a free offer for the book. If you want the book, you can get it at Amazon, but if you would like a free book, you can go and order it from that site and just pay shipping, and we'll get it to you. And then the third thing is, if anybody would like to have a free coaching call with me, 30-minute coaching, I'd love to get on the phone, kind of hear what's going on in your life, what changes you're trying to make, what shifts you're wanting to accomplish in your life, and how I might be able to help you. So those would be my three offers if they go to shiftprinciples.com/breakthrough.
John, thank you so much for sharing all of those great offers with us and for sharing all the great insights on the show. It was such a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success.
It was awesome. Thank you so much, Mark.
Want to dominate the podcasting industry? Now you can with your free copy of my book, Podcast Domination. You'll learn how to launch, grow, and monetize your very own show. And whether you are a beginner or an expert, this book has a lot of golden nuggets for you. We'll cover the cost of producing this book. All we ask is that you cover the shipping. To get your copy, head over to markgaberti.com/PD.